You think that you would have enough evidence to help you with what needs that you have. But apparently, the way the system is, it doesn't always work that way.
Robert Bailey was a coal miner for 36 years. He began in McDowell County, and after it became too hard to breathe, he retired from a mine owned by Patriot Coal in Boone County.
Mostly because my health, my breathing, my black lung condition. Got where I felt like I couldn't perform the way that I felt like I needed to, even though at the time it was one of the best jobs that I had in my mining career.
Bailey is carrying a bag with an oxygen tank on his back. Medical tubes wind from the tank around his ears and over his slender cheeks, carrying oxygen through a periodic puff to his nose.
I got it on pulse. That way it only comes out when I inhale. Because if I put it on full time with this portable tank, it wouldn't last very long, and I would have to, it wouldn't be enough to keep me until I get back to my other tanks. So it makes the tank last longer.
In 2009, Bailey first filed for disability and black lung benefits. After a few years of evaluations and paperwork, the United States Department of Labor determined that he deserved a monthly payment and medical care, which is a feat in itself. All the while, Bailey was struggling just to breathe.
A person don't really understand. I've seen my uncles die of black lung. Seen them suffer, but I never knew what they were going through until I've had a few episodes myself, and it's not very pleasant. It's almost like drowning. You might breathe as hard as you can breathe, but you can't feel the air. You're not getting any quality, no use out of it, even though you are breathing. It just don't help you. And you feel your whole system shutting down, and like you're about to melt to the floor.
An investigation into the misconceptions of black lung and maze of benefits by the Center for Public Integrity revealed a system in which coal miners were fighting an unfair battle for benefits. CPI found that the industry's go-to law firms had been withholding evidence that proved miners qualified for benefits because they had the debilitating disease, pneumoconiosis, or black lung. It also found that certain doctors rarely and sometimes never diagnosed patients to have the disease.
But still, it's a struggle just to receive the help that you still need. I'm in the process of a lung transplant, but black lung insurance is protesting any further treatment toward this case.
Bailey says he had tests done to rule out cancer, similar to Gary Fox's case, which was at the center of the CPI investigation. Like Fox, doctors determined that Bailey needs a lung transplant. Doctors confirm Bailey is in a race against the clock.
I asked them, after my evaluation was done, how long I would have to wait before I got on a donor's list, and they told me that as soon as my testing was done, that they would put me on the list. So that tells me that they don't think that my lungs have very much life left in them. But now I'm in a waiting game of waiting on the insurance to verify their approval for me to receive this treatment.
Unfortunately, former miner Gary Fox died while waiting on a transplant. Doctors made an appointment at a hospital in Virginia about Bailey's lung transplant. The original date was May 27th, but in a letter dated April 23rd, Patriot Coal's insurance company, Underwriters Safety and Claims, informed Bailey the company was not approving the next appointment. The insurance company said it wanted to see more medical records. The letter gave no timeline indicating when they would make the decision, except to say later.
They want to review my records even after I have been awarded Social Security on pneumoconiosis and been awarded black lung by a federal judge. They still want to review my medical records to prove that black lung is the reason for my need of a transplant. And before they approve this, they refuse any further treatment toward a lung transplant.
When the time came for Bailey to make the trip to Virginia, he still didn't have answers. So we called underwriters to see what needed to be evaluated, since Bailey was already approved for black lung benefits and was receiving them. Bailey's medical records from Bluefield Regional Medical Center indicated two mostly black biopsies and findings of severe complicated pneumoconiosis or black lung. But the company would not comment, even with Mr. Bailey's permission. So we reached out to Patriot Cole. Shortly after we sent that email inquiring about black lung benefits, we heard from Bailey as he traveled to his appointment. He said the insurance just approved coverage of the visit. Then, in an email, Janine Orff, Vice President of Investor Relations with Patriot Cole, said, "As with all health care benefits, procedures are in place for medical professionals to review individual cases and determine appropriate treatment. Patriot continues to provide approved black lung benefits in accordance with our commitments. Patriot cannot comment on individual medical cases."
Well, my oldest grandchild is 20, my youngest one is 2 years old, so it would give me hope of seeing them getting their lives more intact. And life is great. So.
Through it all, Bailey says he's not angry. He's put the situation in God's hands and depends on his faith to guide him.
Transplant, don't really want. I'm hoping for greater things. I'm hoping for a healing, but I leave that in the hands of God, you know, whichever direction I have to go, whether it's through healing or transplant or whatever.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.